party. Let's go. KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
Oh my God, I need some help right now because I'm freaking out.
Go on.
Help. We want to know, what have you used to remove snow when you didn't have a shovel or a scraper?
And yeah.
Honestly, I could use all the advice in the world that you could provide me.
Well, because if you have been living under a rock, there's a snowstorm heading our way.
What'd you just say? My ears are dirty.
Snowstorm. It's probably the first time this year we're going to get a whole lot of snow dumped on us.
Yep.
So you probably need the tools, like a shovel, like a scraper, and if you don't, you need a backup plan.
Okay, so I have a scraper for my car, so I'm not too worried about that. I'm going to be fine getting that stuff off my car, and I should hopefully get to work. The thing I'm freaking out about is that I live in a new place now, and I have a sidewalk that leads up to my door.
From your car?
Yes.
Okay.
And according to the landlord, I'm in charge of that sidewalk.
Your responsibility,
right?
Okay,
is to clean that sidewalk. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get any kind of fine or anything if I don't clean it up with it. I know, like in the city, you have 24 hours to clean it up. I don't know if my landlord has any type of rule like that too.
I guess you'll find out.
We're going to find out if I get a fine or something. But I have to clean this up, and we're getting a lot of snow. I don't have a shovel.
Okay.
I also don't have time tonight to go to the store.
I guess if you don't have a shovel, you definitely don't have a snow blower either.
No, I don't have a
snowblower. I'm just making sure. I don't know.
No. And no, I don't have a leaf blower either, if you're wondering. Or a rake or anything.
Okay.
Literally any outside tools I don't have. So take them off your plate if you had that as a suggestion for me. I need a suggestion. I need something, maybe something that you have used in the past when you're like, oh God, I don't have a shovel.
Yeah, because I feel like we've all had that moment where you are in the middle of a snowstorm and you're like, shovels, MIA, haven't seen it in years.
It got lost in the garage, and you're like, crap, we gotta get this thing.
I gotta get real creative. I really like Rick's comment on Facebook. He said that he used a dustpan instead of a shovel.
I'm
kind of picturing how that
I do
would
have a
work.
Dustpan.
I think, I mean, would it take longer?
It would.
Yes, but could you get enough snow out of the way that you could walk from your car to your house? Also, yes.
Okay, I hope the neighbors have a Ring doorbell and we'll get a footage of that.
You are going to look like a lunatic.
Here we go!
Those Girls in the Afternoon. Z102.9.
I cannot be the only one that is completely freaking out about the snow that is coming tonight. Well, obviously, because, you know, it's going to be a lot of snow. But I'm freaking out more because I do not have the tools for this.
Right, yeah, the snow removal
tools
could be a little questionable for you if you don't have those things.
If you don't have a shovel or a scraper, good luck to us tomorrow.
Well, whether you're like Destiny and you don't even own one right now, you lost yours and you didn't realize it until there was, I don't know, 5 inches of snow falling from the sky. We want to know what you did in that moment of desperation. What did you use instead of a scraper or a shovel? Bethany?
I used to scrape my windows with an old credit card.
An old credit card. I can imagine that that would work pretty well on an snow-covered windshield.
Yeah, I could do that.
Definitely would want to emphasis on the old part of the old credit card.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if you've got a new credit card, I feel like you're going to take away that, what's the swiper part?
The bar.
I feel like you're going to ruin the bar.
Or like your chip or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. Or like your old student ID.
Dude, I still have that. Thank you, Kirkwood.
I think I do too. Might have to give that a try.
So if I can't find my scraper for tomorrow, I'll find an old credit card.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those Girls in the Afternoon.
There is no moment of panic quite like looking out your window, seeing 6 inches of snow and realizing, I don't have anything to move that.
That's going to be me tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Your sidewalk's covered. Your car is covered. What do you do in that moment? That's what we're asking. What instrument you have used to remove snow when you didn't have a shovel or a scraper? Danielle, what did you do?
Actually, I used one of them slippers, like a slipper sweeper. It worked really well.
did you have like a, I don't know what to call it, like a pad on yours, or did you just use the like naked Swiffer?
It was just naked.
Wow. And did you use this to remove like snow on the driveway or on top of your car?
Both.
Okay, did you put like a little bit of warm water in the like soap dispenser to like help with the windshield at all or no?
No, it just scrapes right off.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think about putting a little warm water.
I know
on
you don't
it.
Want it to be hot because you're going to break the glass.
Right.
But a little bit of warm, you know, maybe.
Interesting.
Especially if there's like ice. I don't know. Maybe.
That's a great idea. Well, one of the wisest people that we know, producer Ben.
Producer Ben!
Texted a suggestion of his own, and that is to use a baggie of warm water on your windshield and it'll melt.
Shut up. Does that actually work?
Yes. Again, you do have to be careful that it's not too hot because that will crack your windshield. But if you get it.
Put a little bit of warm water in a Ziploc baggie.
Yeah, and then you use it as like a washcloth kind of. You rub it on your windshield and that'll melt it.
Shut up.
Again, not hot though.
I was today years old. That is producer Ben.
You say so thank smart. You, to producer Ben.
So smart. Okay, on the text line, got a couple messages so far. 4314 says use a broom to push it to the side, like if on the sidewalk or even on your windshield. Danielle says a cookie sheet.
A cookie sheet.
That's smart. I just imagine me.
Yeah. It's kind of like a makeshift like snow blower.
Oh. One of those two things. And then 6318 said a plastic tote lid. Dude, I got so many plastic totes in my basement. I could grab a lid.
Actually genius. And some of those are large.
I know.
I need you to send me a picture of your your front entry of all of the things that you pull out of storage.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
B102.9. I'm about to be the talk of the town or talk of the neighborhood. They're going to be like, dude, she's weird. She's weird.
Yeah, I think you're going to deserve that that title with how you plan on removing snow tomorrow.
So I don't have time to go to the store tonight to get a shovel. And I don't know if you've heard, we're getting a lot of inches of snow tonight. And tomorrow, I don't have time to get it. I'm freaking out. I have a sidewalk, and I have to remove snow from it. What on earth am I going to use? Like, what tools could I use that aren't a shovel to remove the snow?
And let's be honest, we've all had that moment before. So we're asking you, how have you gotten creative in the past? What do you use to remove snow without a shovel or a scraper? Amanda, what'd you do?
I've had to use cardboard.
Oh, now how did that work? Did you use it on your car?
I use it on the sidewalk.
Did it work well?
It worked okay until it started disintegrating.
Okay, but I got a lot of cardboard, so we have options.
Yeah, Billy, real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go!
Okay, I get it. I'm kind of an idiot. I have lived in Iowa.
I get it, everybody.
Okay. All right, I know I'm stupid, okay? I have lived in Iowa all 28 years of my life. Well, 6 months in Missouri. But okay, both states have snow, right? I get it. You need a shovel or you need a snowblower to live in both. This is the first time, though, that I have lived on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to buy a shovel. And I don't have time to go to the store tonight. So.
And we have a lot of snow headed our way.
What on earth am I going to do?
I'm
freaking out.
You're going to have to get freaking creative. Out. You're going to have to get
a little. You see me sweating over here?
Yes.
It stinks because I forgot to put deodorant on.
Ew. Well, I think we've all had that moment. Whether you haven't bought one, yours broke, or it's the first snow of the season and you forgot that you probably should have a shovel or a scraper. We have been asking you what you used instead of a shovel or a scraper to remove the snow. Heidi, what did you do?
Hey, I used my leaf blower.
Okay, I have always wondered how that worked. Was it, like, majorly efficient?
Okay, so I have a DeWalt, and that snow just happened to be super light and fluffy, not the hard, compact stuff. So I was feeling lazy in my jammies and my slippers, and I just blew that stuff right out the patio on the sidewalk.
I am so jealous of that. I feel like I would do that even if I did have a shovel.
It's great. We're going to do it again.
I mean, that is how you assert dominance in your neighborhood. Cheetah pants.
Dude, yes.
slippers.
They say juicy on the butt, you know, something. And then I imagine you have coffee in one hand and you're just blowing the
and
other.
You have sunglasses on.
Yeah. You have a hangover from the night before. Mm-hmm. I just imagine.
You would be the coolest neighbor. Hands down. I'd ask you if you'd come do mine after you blow off your
patio.
Hey,
you want to come over here?
I got a beer. We can crack one over my patio if you want.
Bring some beer.
That's like the ideal snow
day.
It's
better be Busch Light.
Oh, man. The creativity just keeps flowing. Crystal, what did you use when you didn't have a shovel or a scraper?
I have taped the bottom part of a rake before with duct tape and just kind of scooped it.
Wait, I love this idea.
So you kind of like transformed your rake into a shovel with duct tape?
That is correct.
I mean, that is innovation at its finest. Did you come up with that or did you like find it on Google?
No, I just looked at what I had in the garage and I thought, okay, I need to do something here. And I was like, well, if I duct tape the bottom of that, it's shovel-like.
You need to be president one day or something.
Literally, that needs to be on Shark Tank.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I can't remember what wise person once said, pain is beauty, but they were pretty wise when they said that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really feeling that today, and I am not giving beauty at all.
Yesterday, we were giving beauty, and we were giving pain 100%. So we had our Z102.9 wedding show and celebration expo yesterday, which thank you to everybody who did come. We really appreciate it.
Great time.
But if you don't know, we here on staff, we always dress up. That's the requirement for being on staff. You kind of dress like homecoming.
Like cocktail. You're going to a wedding.
Like you're going to a wedding, yeah. You know? Cocktail attire. And some of us are stupid and we wear heels. That would be Taylor and I.
Well,
we're the
yeah.
stupid ones.
It's super fun, like looking forward to it every year because normally we're radio DJs. People don't see us.
No.
We can show up looking like slobs and you never know the difference.
You have no idea what I'm wearing right now. I could be naked.
She's not. It's amazing. I love that part of the job is that it doesn't really matter what you wear. It's more about your... just showing
voice.
Up.
Yeah.
But it's really exciting to like get a new outfit or like pull something out of the closet that you haven't worn in a long time.
Yeah.
Any reason to dress up. I feel like all girls would agree that it's kind of fun. It's something
it's
to look forward
like,
to.
It's kind of like, you know, our prom, our homecoming. It's like something we get to look forward to every day, every year.
As people that don't dress up often to that extent,
yes.
I guess, unless I have a big event. It's something to look forward to. And every time I'm like, okay, I have this like awesome outfit. I'm going to get some heels because I never wear heels on a regular basis because I just don't see the reason to. And I feel regret today. Wow.
I do wear heels every day. But again, radio DJs, we don't really do a whole lot of like standing. We mostly sit all day long.
We are seated currently.
We sit all day long. So like, you know when you stand in heels for a long periods of time, your feet be barking like dogs.
Yeah.
Mine were barking after an hour yesterday.
Mine are whining today. Seriously, like the arch of my feet have not hurt like this for a long time.
And you know what's funny? And I think we can make fun of each other because like we're girls and we can do that. But nothing's funnier than a girl who can no longer walk in her heels.
Oh, the knees are wobbling. The ankles are quaking. You're starting to like hunch over like the hunchback of Notre Dame as you're like trying to walk around. And I'm speaking from experience.
So slow.
Oh.
And because you're trying to be elegant, you're like, nobody will notice, right? No one's going to notice. I'm in so much pain right now. But I think they know. Do you think they notice? Because like
who's
I know.
They?
No, not just because like I notice like if you're in pain, right? Like if I see you and you're doing that walk that we just described, I can tell. I'm like, oh, Taylor's doing the walk of shame, right? She's got the walk of heel shame. I can tell when you're in pain, and I'm assuming you can tell the exact same thing for me, right?
Yeah, for the most part. Some people hide it well, but it's when the legs, you get the Bambi legs is what I like to call them. You can hardly hold yourself up. Then, yeah, I know you're struggling.
Do you think men notice?
Yeah, if it's really bad,
you
probably.
Do?
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to be sexy and they notice it?
When it's really bad? Yeah, probably.
Crap.
Well, just don't think about it.
This whole time I thought it was sexy. I guess I'm just Bambi over
here.
You're
giving Bambi a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's really the perfect time of the day for Taylor because this is her favorite time of the day.
Dude, I'm so happy that we are kicking off 2024 with a cat story for me and for all my other fellow cat lovers.
Well, I've been on the hunt for a cat, and this story right here that I'm about to tell you is already like a selling point of why I need to get a cat.
Love it. As if my millions of photos that I've showed you haven't done the trick, but
that is true.
It's fine.
So I got a cat story for you, Taylor. So it actually involves a cat and a dog.
Love it. Great.
So we're killing two birds with one stone.
That's my favorite type of video, is a cat that's a friend with a dog.
I know, right?
So sweet.
So Oakley is this cute little white dog.
Mm-hmm.
Very small. Don't ask me what type of dog, but I know it's very small and it's very cute. And then Binks is a cat.
Binks!
And it's a black cat.
Of course.
And so they live together, but Binks is actually an outdoor cat. Mm. Oakley is obviously an indoor dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Oakley's parents let Oakley out to use the restroom as like a normal thing that happens at night. They didn't really think much of it. And so when they let him out, they weren't really too worried about it. But then they hear things going on and they didn't know what was happening. Well, little did they know, out of nowhere, Oakley was getting attacked by a coyote.
No.
And then another coyote shows up.
Oh my God. Okay. That's scary. I feel like this is very real for our area. There's coyotes in the area.
I know. So while this is all happening, Oakley's getting attacked not by one, but two coyotes. Binks is like, oh, heck no, you don't do that to family.
Not my friend.
We may not look the same, but we are family.
Okay.
So Binks, little cat, comes out of nowhere, jumps down and scares the coyotes away so that Oakley can run back to the house.
Uh-huh.
Even though Oakley's not doing well, as you can imagine, because Oakley just got attacked by coyotes.
Two.
Oakley gets back into the house so that the family can take care of Oakley. And Binks saved the day. Binks saved Oakley's life. A little cat just went up to two coyotes and was
scared
like,
bro,
don't mess with my doggy bro.
Dude, that's why I love cats, because they're adorable, but they're also terrifying.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
No joke, I asked street teamer Andrew if it's a new year, new him. I can't say what he said, but he said no.
I heard it because he was walking by my office. He basically said, no way, Jose, but in different words.
Exactly. But, you know, everybody's been posting about that on Instagram. They post a cute little selfie, and they're like, new year, new me. We hate that saying, you and I, Taylor. We really do.
It's
cringy.
I just don't resonate with it personally.
Right.
But you do you. If new year means new you, you go.
Well, I think it should be a new year, new us, because I found out that you don't like to set New Year's resolutions, Taylor, and that drives me nuts. Because I do. I love setting them. I fail them every year, but I still like to do it. I got three of them for this year.
I know myself.
For myself.
I know I'm not going to do it. Especially because it's January 1st or January 2nd, I guess, does not make me want to do anything more than if I just am like, okay, I need to do this year, I guess.
Well, I want to better you, and I want to make you a better person, and I want to set a New Year's resolution for you, Taylor.
Okay.
So I have an idea.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what your New Year's resolution is? I have one for you.
Yeah, that I can't promise I'm going to actually do it.
I hope you do. Okay.
I have a bag.
You're nervous. I brought some things in for your New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Why are you nervous?
I didn't bring anything for you. Sorry.
Okay. So my New Year's resolution for you, Taylor, because I know you hate it so much, but I think it's going to make you a better person.
Are you going to tell me to read?
You're going to read a book.
Oh, no. My God. I haven't read a book since sixth grade. I think the last book I read was Twilight, to be honest.
Great. Well, I have three options for you. Actually,
oh, my God.
Hold up.
How long do I have? A year to do it?
I was going
to
give you the whole month of January, and that was it, right?
Oh, boo.
Well, because my New Year's resolution every year is to finish a book once a month. So at the end of the year, I'd finish 12, and I didn't read a single book last year, and we're going to do the same thing again this year. So I have you three books. Now, the first one, one of my favorite TV shows of all time is called Castle,
mm-hmm.
And that show is based off of a guy who's an author who writes about murders and crimes and stuff. And he ends up following a detective around because he wants to like get inspiration and stuff. Okay. Well, that's also based off of real books and stuff. So I have Richard Castle, Heatwave, which is from one of my favorite TV shows. So I know you like true crime and murder and all that fun jazz. So that's number one. I also have another option, which is a good girl's guide to murder.
Oh.
It's got blood all over it. I thought
not real blood. It's just on the cover.
It was in my basement. There was a body down there. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I thought maybe this one, it's a little bit easier to read, I think. I thought maybe this one would be a good one for you.
Okay.
Both of these books I have not read. I'm going to get around to them. I just haven't done it personally.
You're going
to
make me do it.
So I'm going to make you read them, and then you're going to tell me how they go. But I thought this says this is the story of an investigation turned obsession. See
wow.
How great that would be for you? Now.
I'm super excited. Can you tell?
My last option is called The X Talk. And now I did read this book, and it's one of my favorite books of all time. It's a pink book. Literally, it's like
I don't want to talk about my exes.
We're not going to talk about our exes. But it's about radio. So it's these two people who cannot stand each other, and they have to do a radio show together.
Yeah, it's about to be me and you after you make me read one of these stupid books.
Okay, so you can read about us in a book.
Okay.
So that's my option. Okay, so
I get to pick just one?
Well, I mean, no. So here's the
thing. I'm not reading three books. There's
no
way.
No, you're not reading three books. I'm not going to make you read three books, okay? But I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite books of all time. It's called X Talk. It's so good. You know I love rom-coms. It's a rom-com, basically. It's easy to read. I think you could do it in 1 month. I could give you a fourth option, and that is you just go out on your own and you pick your own book. But
no,
I really
I'm not spending no money on
okay,
no book.
Then I have three books for you. Just don't damage them. That's all I ask.
Which has the least amount of pages?
That is a good question.
Because probably be the one that I choose.
This one has 355.
Jeez, I gotta pages. Do some math.
What did you think we were gonna read a 100-page book around here?
Yeah.
This one is that's got like acknowledgments. You don't need to read that. 332 for that one, for the X Talk.
Oh, my. Now, please tell me this one's 200.
No, the murder one?
The murder.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder is 387.
Oh, no! I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to read a lot every single night. You know that, right? Because these are a lot of pages. I think the X Talk is your best option because it's the least amount of pages.
Once you hand them over here to me, I'll just choose based off the cover because I'm not going to even read what they're
about. You're judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, because I can't even read what the book is about.
So that's
on the
my
back.
New Year, new Taylor. I think you should read. That's your New Year's resolution.
I hate it. And I can't promise I'm going to make it happen.
I know you're going to fail, and that's okay. But you're going to try, and that's all that I ask.
If I even open the book, then you're lucky.
Here we go! Those girls on the afternoon. Z102.9.
We are doing a new year, new us.
something like that.
Yep, Taylor's not excited, but we are going to do it, whether you like it or not. Being a better version of yourself is fun.
I'm having a blast. Can't you tell?
She's not. Okay, whatever. So my New Year's resolution for Taylor is that you have to pick up a book. And I gave you three options so that you don't have to go into the bookstore and be overwhelmed. I gave you three. Two of them are kind of like true crime, murdery, which is up your alley.
Yeah, that is my lane.
And one's more up my alley, which is rom-com. And it's about radio, so yeah. I thought that was perfect for us.
We'll see.
But if you are setting a New Year's resolution, kind of like Taylor and I are, we'd love to hear what your New Year's resolution for 2024 is. And you can give us a call. Let us know what that is. 319-200-1029. But it sounds like I'm also going to get one, aren't I?
Well, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't ever set New Year's resolutions just because I'm like, just because it's the start of a new month and a new year doesn't mean that I need to like have these crazy goals. But you forced this upon me, which means I'm going to force one upon you. I know reading is one of yours.
Uh-huh.
You always, what is it? Read once a month?
My goal is to read a book every month. So at the end of the year, I've read 12 books. Last year, I read 0 books. So I'm going to try again. I picked up the book last night.
Oh.
And I read a sentence.
Okay.
So
I knew that's been one for you for quite some time that you keep hacking away at. So I didn't really want to do anything that's like a hobby.
Okay.
Because I feel like I don't want to take up your time from your other
good,
resolution.
Good. Okay, good.
You said you want me to be better. So this is me making you
no,
better.
No, no. What are you doing? What are you doing?
My resolution for Destiny, at least for the month of January, you could stick with it if you want or not, is to be early to something once a week.
No, that's not possible.
I know. Because dude, even today, you were like, oh, I was 15 minutes late for a meeting. And I am, this is for the betterment of you and
that
the people
around you. That is literally
not
possible.
Just once a week. Did I say 15 minutes early?
I have been late to one date was 30 minutes late. The other date was an hour and 15 minutes late. I'm 15 minutes late to work today. I am pro being late.
Well, I'm giving you the leniency because I know how late you run constantly to just once a week. It's a goal to be early 10, 15 minutes. I'll give you a little leeway again. 10, 15 minutes early to something. Now, I don't even care what it is. I'm not going to say it has to be a meeting. It doesn't have to
be great to
work in general, but your goal is to be early once a week for the month of January.
This is not going to work in my favor.
Well, I know I'm going to fail mine, so I wanted to make sure you could fail yours too.
You know, the bosses are like, thank you, Taylor. We appreciate you.
Yeah, they slipped me a 20 under the table. I wish.
I knew it.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
New year, new you, whether you chose it or your friend chose it for you.
Sorry.
The life that we're living today. But we've been asking you what New Year's resolution you set for yourself for 2024. Lori, what are you doing this year?
My New Year's resolution is to save at least 1/4 of a paycheck every month.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Especially by the end of the year, you'll have a good chunk saved.
Saving some money. Yep.
I mean, that is a really great goal.
Dude, I need to do that and stop giving it to Target.
And I just keep making like free will donations every time I go. Crazy. Ben, what are you planning on doing for your New Year's resolution?
So I decided that instead of giving something up, I was just going to do one of my bad habits, but the better version of it. So my resolution was that I'm not going to watch reruns anymore. If I'm going to binge watch something, it's going to be a new show or a new documentary.
I love that. That's my kind of resolution. Where you're going to take something
so
that
you're... So she likes it, okay.
I do, because he's not, like, forcing himself to quit something. He's like, well, if I'm going to binge watch and waste a bunch of time, like, sitting on the couch eating popcorn, I might as well make it worth my time and watch something new instead of watching The Office for the 18th time, like I personally do. Frequently, actually.
Okay, maybe you should take on that New Year's resolution as well.
Ben, can I borrow that one? That's great. That's a great resolution.
Well, we set each other's New Year's resolutions. I set one for Taylor. She has to read a book.
I hate it.
I know she's going to fail. You set one for me.
You're going to fail. You have to be early once a week by 15 minutes to something.
15? Whoa!
Yeah, I said that. 10, 15 minutes early to something of your choice. Which if anybody knows Destiny personally, you know that that's just never going to happen.
That's going to fail. I have a meeting tomorrow at 10:30, so let's see if I can be here at 10:15 for the meeting at 10:30.
Get it out of the way for the week.
We'll see. I'll let you know how that goes.
I'm not gonna lie. I have zero faith in you. Probably less faith than me actually even opening one of those books.
But I also set my personal New Year's resolutions already for 2024. I set three this year.
Oh, wow.
I have that I need to have a social interaction once a month. Like I need to hang out with a friend or something.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't really do anything. I don't ever hang out with people. So I need to hang out with a friend once a month.
Okay.
I'm doing the book thing again. I know that I set the New Year's resolution that I'm going to read a book once a month. So at the end of the year, I should have read 12 books. I failed that. So I'm reducing it to 6 books.
Oh, that is just BS. I should only have to make it through like 3 pages then. This is like your 6th year doing this.
I know. I'm reducing it. So hopefully I accomplish it and I can get rid of this New Year's resolution and move on to something else.
Okay.
And then I feel like I've got a lot of thoughts and sometimes I don't allow my thoughts to be thought. And so does that make any sense at all?
All right.
So I'm telling myself I have to journal almost every single night. And I started it already. So it's like I'm writing in a diary every single night.
Dude, I'm breaking into your house and stealing that diary.
No, it's already so embarrassing. Dude, my diary is already so embarrassing. And I was like, dude, if anybody ever comes over, please do not open my bedside table because I'm already so embarrassed about what I've already put in there.
You just ratted yourself out. Now I'm literally going to break into your house.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.